Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you.
Let's talk to Anson Williams from Happy Days. What's up, ma'am?
Welcome back.
Nice to be back. It's going great, guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming on this morning, and we want to get to your product and everything, but do you ever get tired of the happy days coming up constantly in your life? Are you thankful for it, or has it been a bit of a burden for you over the years?
Oh, it's such a benefit.
Yeah.
Really, you think of your life without it, and again, it just gave me such an... The show was great, but what it brought to me in life, and not just career-wise, just the education and the people I've been able to meet through the years, and what a fortunate opportunity, man.
Well, it brought you an ex-wife.
Well, that's any job.
Any job. Yeah. It got quiet for a minute there, didn't it?
Hey,
it got quiet for a minute.
Anson, we had Henry Winkler was in town for Comic-Con like a month ago, right? Or whatever it's called. I don't, you know,
right?
The version.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
So he told us that when Ron Howard left the show, Ron called him on a phone on the set and said, hey, in a couple hours, it's going to be released. I'm leaving the show. And Henry Winkler said, I thought the world was over. I thought the show would tank. And how did you find out Ron was leaving the show, and what was your reaction to it?
Well, the truth is, Ron and I were actually doing a film that I created called Skyward with Bette Davis in Dallas, Texas. So I was there. I was there from the beginning. He was the one that talked to me about if he should or if he shouldn't.
Oh wow!
So yeah, I basically ABC at the time was not very smart in terms. All Ron wanted was to be able to continue directing or something, and they, for some whatever reason, they did something very ridiculous, and NBC came in and offered him the world.
Oh wow!
So they tried,
which would improve, which would make his directing career.
And all
so
ABC,
it really wasn't, what's that?
I was just gonna say, and all ABC had to do was say, "Yes, you can do that on under your contract with us."
Yes,
and he would have stayed. Yeah.
It.
Wow. And but you guys,
I said he should go.
Yeah, well, you were successful. Like, you know, Henry said, you guys were number one like 4 years afterwards or whatever, right?
I don't think so. I don't think we were. I don't, after he left, actually, no, actually, every year kind of went down a little bit after he left. But it was about time. I mean, you know, we were on for over 10 years.
Yeah.
So it was about time. I think we went on for three or four more years.
Yeah, but the famous shark episode was
jumping
in those years.
Yeah, but that's, you know, that, what's funny is Jump the Shark, you know, I guess came out, it was inspired by that episode. But that was season 5. We were a huge hit for years after that. So we definitely didn't jump the shark on that episode.
Oh. You know,
so yeah, no, people might not have liked it, but we were still a hit for years.
Hey, where does Anson, you know, Williams keep, where do you keep your Golden Globe?
I got nominated.
Oh, you got nominated. Yeah. I thought you won a Golden Globe in Happy
Thanks
Days.
For bringing that up, Tor.
And I bring up his ex-wife and a Golden Globe.
Yeah, the divorce and a Golden Globe he never got.
You just know how to make friends, don't you?
All right, I'll be your friend.
Yeah.
We've all
the monetary loss and the loss of the Golden Globe.
Thanks, Tor.
We've all struggled with trying to stay awake on long drives, late night drives. You've got a product out called Alert Drops. Tell us how it works and how you came about it.
Well, you know, my uncle, Dr. Henry Heimlich, he passed away a year ago last December, but, you know, he created the Heimlich maneuver, but he was also a genius on how the body helps the body. And I almost killed myself years ago falling asleep at the wheel. And he told me to cut up lemons, keep them in the car, and he explained how the citric acid with the sour lemon hits the lingual nerve on top of your tongue, and the reflex reaction of the body's adrenaline. Boop, you're up, you're alert, nothing in your system, instantly. So I did that for years, never had the problem again. And then I went into the product business, along with entertainment, by creating problem-solving products, which I really love doing. And we thought if we could take the Alert Drops, I mean, if we could take the citric acid sour lemon and put it into Alert Drop spray and hit the top of your tongue, it could save a lot of lives, because drowsy driving is up there with guns and everything else, guys. There's more deaths, more fatalities than drunk and medicated driving combined. Kids aren't coming home from school. Dads aren't coming home. It's catastrophic. There's 1 out of 5 accidents caused by it. Again, more fatalities, more injuries than drunk and medicated driving. And there's construction workers there. You know, any place where you need to be alert. There's a lot of damage coming by not being able to have the clarity. So we created alert drops, which is natural, simple, and has already saved so many lives. And if people go to alertdrops.com, they can read all about it. It's very old science. They can read Dr. Heimlich's story. They can educate themselves. They can get alert drops. They can get alert drops on Amazon.com. And if you don't want to buy the spray drops, at least everybody, please cut up lemons and keep them in the car. If you know you're going to be in an exhausted situation, whether at work in a car, bite into them. It's citric acid and sour lemon will save your life. And wow. To learn more about drowsy driving, go to alertdrops.com because it's up there with guns and everything else, guys. It's not a small problem. It's a huge problem. There's 250,000 people a day that fall asleep. A day. Not drowsy.
Yeah, we're a drowsy nation. Yeah,
we're very much so.
We are a tired
nation.
We're
not getting the recommended 8 hours of sleep. And what is it like if you lose 2 hours of sleep, it's almost like having three beers?
Exactly. Yeah, it's a big... And it's crazy. And, you know, guys, you know, it's a crazy world now where people... We don't feel like we have a lot of control in so many areas. But this is a huge catastrophic problem that we can solve. We can stop it. We can just stop it. And so simply, all because of Dr. Heimlich's brilliance and knowledge of how the body helps the body. I mean, so simple, yet so important.
Well, we'll send everybody your way for the alert drops. And when life gives you lemons, stay alert. I like it.
That's right. Hey, that's pretty clever.
Yeah. Thanks, Anson. Appreciate it.
Thanks, sir.
Do me a favor, please say hi to your ex-wives.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Anson. Hi, honey.